I am Pastor Fred Sykes from the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I am your radio pastor for the day. The Lord Jesus Christ taught quite a bit on prayer. He taught, pray for your enemies, pray for laborers. Prayer and fasting is the only way some things can be done. Men ought always to pray and not lose heart. Ask in prayer, believing. Our spirits may be willing to pray, but our flesh is weak. Prayer is a means of alertness in bad times. Some were hypocrites for long and showy prayers. Humility is the right attitude for prayer and, of course, how to pray, which we will look at in a minute. In addition to Jesus' teaching, we also have some insights into his personal prayer life, including the heavens opened when he prayed. He prayed in a solitary place early in the morning. He sometimes spent all night in prayer. He prayed after major times of ministry. He prayed with Peter, James, and John. He prayed for Peter. He prayed for a helper for his disciples after his departure. He prayed for all who would follow him. He prayed on the eve of his arrest and imminent death, and he prayed from the cross for his persecutors. Today I would like to look at one portion of the prayer we call the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is found in Luke chapter 11 and Matthew chapter 6. In Luke 11, Jesus' disciples ask him to teach them to pray like John the Baptist taught his disciples to pray. Matthew 6 is part of the Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus is teaching about how to do spiritual disciplines of charitable deed giving, fasting, and prayer in the right way. The Lord's Prayer is a model prayer. Listen to this prayer in Matthew 6, 9-13 in the New King James Version. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The phrase, Our Father in heaven, expresses how we should approach God with the right mindset. He is our Heavenly Father. We have a relationship with Him. We belong to Him. His name is hallowed. Hallowed be your name. We're God-centered. We have reverence, love for Him, and His name. When we pray, Jesus taught us to start with God, praising God, glorifying God. Jesus then teaches us to pray for His kingdom to come on earth and for His will to be done in our lives. The last half of this prayer is asking God for the right things in the right way. Don't miss the connecting word and between the petitions. First, ask God to give you your daily bread, that is, daily physical needs. But that is not enough. Note the word and. Secondly, ask God, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. The Bible uses several words with different nuances for sin. If we aim to do something for God and miss, that is sin. If we think of a commandment as a line in the sand and step over it, that is sin. If we think of our sin as a debt we owe we cannot pay, that is sin. Finally, ask God, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. I think this is the hardest part of the prayer to understand. Are we asking God to do something He would never do? The Greek word translated temptation is translated in other places as test or trial. James 1, 2, and 3 tells us that we should count it all joy when we encounter various trials. Here, James sees trials as a means to build character. But a little further in James 1, 13, and 14, we learn that God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does He tempt anyone. God will not use something that might lead us to sin. So how does "and lead us not into temptation" fit? Jesus is teaching fallen humanity living in a fallen world with temptations how to pray. The temptations are already in our world, all around us. We are praying for God's leading us around a path that is like a minefield of temptations, not into the temptations, but around and through. In Luke 22:40, in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus tells the disciples to pray that they would not enter into temptation. Prayer was the way around or how to face the temptation. We are fallen people living in a fallen world. If we are to navigate our way, we need to pray. We need to pray for God's leading us, and this includes leading us not into temptation, but around them. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I am Pastor Fred Sykes from the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I have been your radio pastor for the day.